This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. We ask Allah to send his peace and blessings upon him, the prophets and messengers that came before him, his family and companions that served alongside him, and those that follow in his blessed path until the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to take you back to that moment where Hajar alayhi salam is running between the hills of As-Safa and Al-Marwa with her son Ismail alayhi salam, wanting to provide him with water. And subhanAllah, when you get into the details of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who actually explains the story as if he's seeing it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there are small things that have packed meanings. Amongst them is that Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ismail, was breastfeeding Ismail alayhi salam. And she was the vessel by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was nourishing that baby boy, and so she would drink and eat whatever she could find around her until she no longer had anything from her own body to give to Ismail alayhi salam. And the Prophet says, وَجَعَلَتْ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلِ تُرْضِعُ إِسْمَعِيلِ وَتَشْرَبُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَاءِ حَتَّى إِذَا نَفِدَ مَا فِي السِّقَاءِ عَطِشَتْ وَعَطِشَ ابْنُهَا. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she used up every drop of water that she had left until she no longer could feed her son. And then she became dehydrated and her son as well had nothing to drink. And then look at what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about this moment. He says, alayhi salatu wa sallam, وَجَعَلَ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ يَتَلَوَّى فَانْطَلَقَتْ كَرَاهِيَةَ أَنْ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think of the scene, that Hajar looked at Ismail and she saw the pain that he was in, turning around, groaning, whining, unable to bear the harshness of the environment, this baby. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that she looked away because she couldn't see her baby in that pain anymore. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling you that Hajar ran out of the ability to even look at Ismail alayhi salam in this state. And she started to run between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that this is where the Hujjaj and the people of Umrah take the practice of going between Safa and Marwa. And then when she heard that voice, or she heard that sound of Jibreel alayhi salam, as she was running in desperation, she called out, whoever it is that caused me to hear you, whoever you are, I have no idea who you are. هَلْ عِنْدَكَ غِوَاثٍ. Any help, any water, anything you can do for us? And at that moment, the Prophet ﷺ says that she looked at Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam with his heel struck the ground, and then Zamzam comes bursting out, providing not just for her and her child, but bursting through the ground. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hajar goes to the ground and she starts to dig the well around that bursting water. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yarhamullah Ismail, لو تركت زمزم لكانت زمزم عينا معينا. He said, may Allah have mercy on the mother of Ismail. If she would have left Zamzam to flow, it would have flown throughout the earth, meaning it would have flowed throughout the earth and touched every single part of its surface. But she carved out that area of the well from which we benefit from today. Why do I start with the story for the particular subject that we have today? Hajar was looking for water for her child, but the barakah of her dua was water for generations after her, from which we still drink today. That well that Jibreel alayhi salam struck open, when you go there and you drink Zamzam, or when the Hujjaj come back and they bring you that Zamzam, it is still flowing from that very moment. And that is the barakah, the blessing of the sincerity of that woman and the sincerity of that family. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose du'as are throughout the Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal always multiplies what his Khalil Ibrahim asks him. When Ibrahim alayhi salam comes back to the Kaaba, or comes back to raise the foundations of the Kaaba with his son Ismail alayhi salam, and Allah Azza wa Jal tells him, now call out. The question that Ibrahim asked was, وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي. What's going to cause my voice to reach people around the world? And subhanAllah, look at what Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah says. Ibrahim alayhi salam was talking about the blessing of his voice being able to reach people in his time at that moment. What's going to cause my voice, this man in the middle of a desert, to reach people? But till now, the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam is being heard thousands of years later, and people are responding, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And that's the barakah, the blessing of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what's the connection here between dua and this specific concept of barakah, which is more than what you could have asked for, more than what you comprehended, more than what you would have ever dreamt of? What is it about the connection between dua and barakah that we take from this family in particular? Years later, the Prophet ﷺ says that Ibrahim ﷺ came back to visit Ismail ﷺ after his mother had passed away. So this is after the death of Hajar. And it's a longer hadith, so I'll get to the latter part of it in one sentence from the Messenger ﷺ. The story goes that Ibrahim finds a woman in the house of Ismail, that is his first wife from the people of Jurhum who surrounded them, and asked her how she was doing without introducing himself, and she thought he was just an old wayfarer. And all she had to say was, things are terrible. She complained about the water, she complained about the lack of food, she complained about the difficulties of Ismail alayhi salam's task. And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, when your husband comes home, give him salam and tell him he should change the gate of his home. And Ismail alayhi salam comes home and says, what happened today? She says, an old man came by and I invited him in. He asked me how I was doing. I told him how we were doing. What did he say? He said, change the gate of the house. Ibrahim alayhi salam meant, of course, change her. And so Ismail alayhi salam said, well, that's a sign from my father. I've got to move on from you. Marries another woman. Ibrahim comes later and finds the exact opposite person. A woman who is grateful, who finds the barakah, the blessing of everything that is in her home. And listen to what the Prophet ﷺ says in detail. He says, how is your situation? قَالَتْ نَحْنُ بِخَيْرٍ وَسَعَى. We are in good, and Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with much. We're living the life. خَيْر وَسَعَى. We're living the life. The circumstances did not change. The perspective changed. We're blessed, alhamdulillah. Everything is blessed. Everything is great. All she had to say was alhamdulillah, and she meant it. And Ibrahim alayhi salam loves that. Wa athnat ala Allah, and she started to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ibrahim asked her, ma ta'amukum, what do you eat? I mean, if you're living the life like this, if everything is great, what is it that you're eating? She said, al-lahm, we have some meat. Qala thama sharabukum, he said, and what do you drink? قالت الماء, she said, we drink water. فقال, so this is the Prophet ﷺ now narrating a dua of Ibrahim عليه السلام. قال اللهم بارك لهم في اللحم والماء. Oh Allah, bless them in their meat and in their water. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ولم يكن لهم يومئذ حب. They didn't have any grains. They had no wheat, no grain. ولو كان لهم لدعا لهم فيه. And if they had grain, Ibrahim alayhi salam would have blessed their grain as well. He would have asked Allah to put barakah in their grain as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so what's the effect of this dua? Was it just that there was barakah in their home for their meat and their water, that Allah azza wa jal made it good for them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept replenishing them? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهُمَا لَا يَخْلُوا عَلَيْهِمَا أَحَدٌ بِغَيْرِ مَكَّةٍ إِلَّا لَمْ يُوَافِقَهُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, no people but the people of Mecca have the barakah in their meat and their water that the people of Mecca do. No other people could survive on meat and water without it harming them except for the people of Mecca because of the dua of Ibrahim ﷺ. That's the barakah, the replenishing, the establishment of a civilization, a prophet that comes amongst them, that guides them, more precious than the food and drink that they have. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, the effect of the blessing of Ibrahim on the little meat that he saw in that house that day, and the little water that he saw in that house today, is still there thousands of years later when you eat the meat and drink the water of Mecca. That's barakah. That's the blessing of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it continues. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that when we made hijrah, And we made our way to Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at Harrat al-Suqya, an area that belonged to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, bring me wudu, bring me some water to make wudu with. And so we brought wudu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wudu with that water. And then he faced the Qibla and he raised his hand sallallahu alaihi wasallam facing in the direction of Mecca. وقال اللهم إن إبراهيم كان عبدك وخليلك ودعا لأهل مكة بالبركة. O Allah, your servant Ibrahim alayhi salam, your friend Ibrahim alayhi salam, your prophet Ibrahim made dua for the people of Mecca for barakah, and you granted him that. وأنا عبدك ورسولك, and I am your slave and your messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أدعوك لأهل المدينة أن تبارك لهم في مدهم وصاعهم مثلي ما باركت لأهل مكة مع البركة بركتين. The Prophet ﷺ said, I am your slave and messenger calling upon you, and I'm asking you to bless the people of Medina in their grains, in their measurements, meaning their handful, their sa'a, their mud, all of their measurements, all of their grain, all of their water. And for each blessing that you gave to Mecca, let it be doubled for the people of Medina. And you benefit from that barakah today. You go to Medina and the air is different. Everything is different about Medina. That's the barakah of the dua of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who based his dua on the barakah of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And as the scholars mention, Allah azza wa jal himself blessed Al-Quds, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free it, Al-Ard allati barakna fiha lil'alameen, and even barakna hawlahu, the place, the land that we have blessed for all time, and we have even blessed the land around it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate it, Allahumma ameen. We see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying for the barakah of different places in his own life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina, wa barik lana fi yamanina. O Allah, bless us with our Sham. Bless us with our Yemen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the places of Al-Sham and bless Al-Yemen and free them from their poverty and their devastation and increase them in that blessing. Allahumma ameen. SubhanAllah, look at even the ownership. Our Sham, our Yemen. You talk about how we think as an ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither Shami nor Yemeni. But our Sham, our Yemen. So when you look at these places and you find them in drought and devastation, you make dua for them as our Sham and our Yemen and our Palestine and our Somalia and our Iraq and whatever it may be. They're ours because we're one ummah. And we pray for barakah for them the same way we pray for barakah for ourselves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray for barakah in certain times. Qala alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. O Allah, bless my ummah in its morning hours. And as the narrators mention, that from that dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummah is more productive spiritually and even materially in its morning hours. That if a person were to start their day early after Fajr, they will find more blessing in that time than any other time of the day. And that's from the dua for barakah from your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find it from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he would pray for a family, he would say, Barakallahu laka fi ahlika wa malik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in your family and in your wealth. When people would get married, he would say what? Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. May Allah pour his blessings upon you and between you. It was a constant habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we say, Eid Mubarak, Barakallahu fikum, Barakallahu lak. But are you really thinking about what you're saying? And I want you to think about this concept, subhanAllah, that the Prophet ﷺ taught us to even remove envy from ourselves by what? When you see someone who has something that you start to covet inside, the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say, Barakallahu laka fiha, or Barakallahu laka fihi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with that which you have. Not only do you not covet it or wish that it would be taken away from that person and given to you, you even make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them to the maximum extent with sincerity. so that they can benefit from that in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleasing to them as well. He taught us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very powerful, beautiful dua, which is expansive in this regard, for dua, for barakah for ourselves. He used to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi ma razaqtani. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi, O Allah, forgive my sins. The number one reason why barakah is not present in something is because there's the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that thing. If you want to lose barakah in your health, you use it in a way that's displeasing to Allah. You want to lose barakah in your wealth, you use it in a way that's displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means no matter how much you have, it will not be blessed and no good will come from it. So Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi. And then the Prophet said, wa wassi' li fi dari, and grant me expanse in my home. That's not a dua for the increase in square footage. Wa wassi' li dari. If someone has barakah in their home, if it's a small apartment, they will find expanse in it. And if someone has no barakah in their home, it could be a 6,000 square foot house, and it'll feel like a grave. It's about barakah in that home. And there's something very profound about this as well, that it's an existing blessing. So I already have a dar, and I'm asking Allah to bless me in what I already have. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِيمَا رَزَقْتَنِي, and bless me in that which you provide me. So the existing blessings and the new blessings, let them come with the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fima razaqtani. In conclusion, dear brothers and sisters, the ulama talk about this contradiction of talab al barakah bi niyat al ma'asiyah, to ask Allah for blessing with the intention of disobeying Him. To ask Allah for a blessing with the intention of disobeying Him. You walk up to someone and say, make dua that Allah lets me get this job. Make dua that Allah lets me get this position. Make dua that Allah facilitates this for me. But your intention all along is to use that place, or to use that position, or use that possession in a way that's not necessarily pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you say Bismillah, which opens barakah for whatever it is that you're going to do in the name of Allah, your intention is to do with that blessing what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you say Alhamdulillah, after you recognize a blessing, Allah azza wa jal increases you so that you can increase in gratitude and hence be eternally blessed. And so, barakah is sought through al-birr. Barakah, blessing, is sought through the intention to do good. The intention to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ma'asiyah and sin is what is self-defeating in regards to the request for barakah. And that's why Nuh alayhi salam said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Nuh alayhi salam tells his people, if you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will pour His blessings upon you and around you in every single way. Why? Because it is sins that deplete and sins that remove any blessing and any request for barakah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in all that we have and in all that we ask Him for and in all that He gives us, and to make us amongst the blessed, to make us amongst those who are accepted, and to make us amongst those who enjoy the most blessed position with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest level of Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات, إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا ولا تعذبنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا, رب ارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكاذبين ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرجنا وإخواننا من بينهم سالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمة يزد لكم ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيم الصلاة.